This is absolutely excellent news, and it's something that myself and the local councillor, John Hamish O'Farry, have been working on for quite some number of years now, for over 2 years. And we've been working with local community group there, with Donegal County Council, the HSC, and we're delighted to see that the reputable contractor, Charles Rorty, has today submitted a planning application to demolish the old Erskine Way site, which is a scar on the face of Gidor, and which also has a very dark history in relation to Gidor. So it's a mindful reminder, painful reminder for many people who pass it. It's also now a derelict site. So the idea that something new will grow from here with 30 houses, social houses, which will meet the needs of people in Gidor and the wider community, but also crucially important to myself is the fact that as part of this development will be a 5-bedroom unit for adults with intellectual disability, where they can live independently with the support of state services to carry out their lives in a community and in their own community, surrounded by family and friends. And so it's a very good day for Gidor, I must say, and it's delighted to see that it's Charles Rorty that's at the head of this development.
And in terms of those social housing units, 30 in total, this will make a huge difference to that waiting list in the west of the county.
Without a doubt, and we see it you know, on a daily basis, the challenges that people have in trying to secure social housing. And the unique thing about this development is that it caters for all types of families, from a mix of 2-bedroom houses through to 3, 4, and indeed for larger families with 5-bedroom houses. And you know that there is a huge waiting list in Gidor. There are people who can't be accommodated in the old in their own community, and we have in our office gone to lengths where we've spoke to people who have you know, holiday homes or second houses, and we have asked them to consider renting them to the local authority. The need is that much. So look, this will take a while to come to fruition. It has to go through the planning process. The houses need to be built, but it is a huge investment in the area. It's a multi-million euro investment, and not only will it meet the needs of those on the social housing waiting list, but most importantly to me, it will also meet the needs of those with intellectual disabilities in the community. Who want to stay in their community, who want to live independently, but need that little bit of support, and this support is now part of this overall package. So I hope the people of Gidor see this as a huge blow of investment to the area and support the application as it's going through the processes.